DW.
Let's start with a bit of good news. The WHO reported it managed to end the world's second largest Ebola outbreak in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after 18 months. How did they do it, and how can they tackle Ebola in Western DRC?
Thank you for this question. And as you said, absolutely, there are many other emergencies in the African continent, and not only COVID. And Ebola success is really, there are many different elements. One is, of course, that we have the technical expertise in the region, because unfortunately, we suffer from Ebola outbreaks here, like almost on a yearly basis. We have been able to deploy a strong technical support to the Democratic Republic of Congo. And most importantly, we have a strong political commitment in the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo to be able to respond to the Ebola outbreaks. I strongly believe that one of the elements that has been most critical is the community engagement and the community ownership. I think the communities in the DRC, they are used to the presence of Ebola, and they understand how to be able to respond to it, and they are able to really contribute massively to the response. So for me, community ownership has been definitely critical, with the political commitment and the technical great support of the WHO.
And how can they still tackle the remaining Ebola cases in Western DRC?
Well, it will be really more of the same, to have a strong data approach to really be able to target and follow up the patients, to continue engaging the communities and empowering the communities, and to really make sure that we track up to the last patient. Because as you know, once the patients are identified, the Ebola is not that difficult to stop.
Neglected tropical diseases such as chikungunya, schistosomiasis, and trachoma are not that well known to the general public. Even though globally 1.5 billion people are affected by NTDs, and about 40% of those NTD cases are based in Africa, how has the COVID pandemic affected the fight against NTDs and treatment of patients?
Unfortunately, it has had a negative impact in the progress against neglected tropical diseases, because as you are saying, we have 600 million people that are affected by NTDs in the African region. And that is a massive amount of people suffering from these diseases of poverty. When the pandemic first started, we at WHO actually were the first ones warning the countries and telling them that it's important to take a pause and assess the risk, assess the situation, and for the moment stop any mass campaigns while ensuring that the treatment to patients is still assured. Unfortunately, the populations were afraid of the COVID, and not only the COVID, also the political measures that were being taken against COVID. So people with fevers, people with disease, were actually not approaching the health facilities because they were worried that they were going to maybe be stigmatized and targeted by being maybe having COVID, where in reality they didn't have COVID. They were suffering, for example, for NTDs. So that made that many people were not able to approach the health facilities. Also, some of the COVID measures that were taken, for example, here in the Congo where I live, there were no transportation whatsoever. There were no taxis, no bus, like zero transportation. So for a person to even go to a health facility was actually difficult. So all those things had made the access to treatment to patients really difficult. Luckily, very soon after the beginning of the pandemic, we started to develop documentation policies and guidelines to help countries to restart all the treatment campaigns and to ensure that the patients are not left behind. And we produce risk assessment methods and tools that could be used by countries to safely restart some of these interventions against NTDs. I would also like to mention some of the positives. It has been demonstrated that the NTD platform, the human resources platform for the fight of NTDs, have had a massive impact in the fight against COVID. Because the NTD community have community health workers almost in each community in Africa, those community health workers have played a critical role in the response against COVID. And that has been fantastic, because it has been a clear demonstration of how working in community health workers and working in the fight against NTDs produce a health platform that actually is a platform ready to respond to many other health threats. So we in the NTD community have been able to produce a massive positive impact in the fight against COVID. Not to mention that many of the tools that are used against COVID, like for example, hygiene, water and sanitation, are critical tools in the NTD community.
Have you come across people who are battling both, who are sick from COVID-19 and an NTD? What are their chances of recovery?
So unfortunately, in the African continent, a massive amount of people are actually affected by NTDs. If you think about, for example, onchocerciasis, that is river blindness, is a disease that is transmitted by a little fly and produce in the long term affect your vision and produce even blindness in the end. So in many rural areas in Africa, 90% of the population are actually infected by river blindness, called onchocerciasis. So in all those areas, the populations are more vulnerable to, you know, when you are already blind or you are already more vulnerable to be able to respond appropriately to any other disease, like, for example, COVID, or, for example, schistosomiasis, that is a disease that is transmitted by the lack of appropriate sanitation. When people urinate or defecate openly in the rivers, then they get this parasite and then affects all their basic organs, like, for example, the liver. And it's a very serious disease. It's actually produced a massive amount of mortality in the continent of Africa every year. Yes, schistosomiasis alone can produce up to 130,000 deaths in Africa every year in the absence of treatment. So if on top of that you get infected by COVID, you obviously are going to be much more vulnerable to recover. Luckily, COVID is not a very deleterious disease. The percentage of people that can recover from COVID is actually high. And in the African continent, we are not experiencing a high number of deaths. But as I said, if you are already sick by other conditions like NTDs, your chances will be worse than if you are in full health.
Now, the majority of programs for NTDs rely on drugs to treat people, which could potentially lead to problems further down the line if a virus or bacteria mm-hmm. becomes resistant to the drug. How far along are we with developing vaccines?
Well, as you know, in the group of neglected tropical diseases, not all the diseases are actually viral or bacterial. We have a large number of diseases that are parasitic, and they are produced by worms, and they are not produced by virus and bacteria. Therefore, it's even more challenging to develop vaccines. We are not the development of vaccines is still in the research portfolio. We are still not in the phase of implementation, and those tools are not yet ready. There is progress made in some vaccines for schisto, in some vaccines, but I would not say that it's a tool that we can count on in the short time frame.
What would you say are the most pressing issues when it comes to NTDs?
Well, we do have a large research agenda that needs to be addressed that with urgency. Like, for example, in the African continent, we have a co-infection of two diseases. One disease, river blindness, that I mentioned before, that is extremely prevalent in the African continent. We have the co-infection with another disease called Loa Loa, that when the two of them are co-infected in the same individual, it produces a risk when you provide the treatment. So it produces secondary effects. So there is a need to implement a new strategy that is being developed to fight both diseases altogether. So that's an urgent priority. Also, we need new situations, new challenges, like, for example, animal infections of dracunculiasis have appeared in Chad, Ethiopia, and Mali, and South Sudan, representing a reservoir for the human infection. When before it was thought to be only a human infection, then the disease have jumped into animals as well, being jeopardizing the progress towards eradication of the disease. DW.